Welcome to Executive Peaks, Mark.
Hey, Sasha, thanks for having me back on.
Mark, do you have a morning ritual?
I do. Yeah, I'm actually a morning guy, so I'm one of those annoying 5 a.m. types. but yeah, my ritual, I've played around with it. There's a couple main things I like to do every morning. One is I have to read. I just feel that wakes up my brain. So there's reading, there's writing, and then there's some exercising. It's not a marathon or anything. I hop on the elliptical for 30 minutes, get the blood going. So if I could get those three things in, I'm good.
What is the life mantra you live by?
Oh, a life mantra. Actually, I got this one from Robin Sharma, and it's keep moving forward, KMF, which is very important for entrepreneurs. So keep moving forward.
What is the most courageous thing you've done in the past year?
Oh, in the past year. I actually started a relationship just before the lockdowns, or as the lockdowns had started, March of 2020, and we moved in together earlier this year in early 2021. So I would say moving in with the love of my life.
What is the best constructive guidance you've received in your career?
Oh, boys, that's tough. There's been a lot of it. I think the thing I learned early on, I was told by mentors, is to be consistent, you know, show up every day. And that's what I've done since 2014 when I started my coaching business. So I would say be consistent. Don't go MIA, just show up every day.
What is the best constructive guidance you've given to someone?
Probably the same one. I actually advise my clients to do the same. So, and I find in especially the online space and in the coaching world, which I'm in, you see a lot of people who will hit it hard for a couple days or a couple weeks, and then they burn out or they flake off somewhere else. And I tell people to be consistent.
Mark, do you have any hidden talent?
Hidden talents. I'm actually, not to blow my own horn, I'm not a bad artist. I used to sketch quite a bit when I was a kid. So I picked that up again recently and did some of that. So I would say that that would be one of them. And I know some magic tricks as well. I used to like magic as a kid, so I know a few of those.
What is the biggest misconception about you?
Biggest misconception for me is I'm serious all the time. I have, if you look at me with, if I'm doing a video interview or something like that, people would think, oh, he doesn't have a lot of fun. Just the way my face is, you know, it's a resting B face, they say, for women, except for guys. I don't always smile and, you know, stuff like that. So when people get to know me, they're surprised I'm actually really, you know, my sense of humor is a little bit different. It's corny, a lot of puns, a lot of joking around and stuff like that. And I can get a little wild that way. So I would say that's a surprise. They think I'm buttoned up and very conservative and don't loosen up any, but that would be a misconception.
When the heart and mind don't agree, what do you do?
Oh, boys, when the heart and mind don't agree, I go with another important thing, the gut. So that I use my instincts a lot, and it's kind of like in Star Wars, use the Force. I love Star Wars, so yeah, I use my gut.
What is the most heartfelt compliment you've received?
Oh, boys, the most heartfelt compliment. That's a good question. Whenever I hear that I'm a good dad, that really hits me. I have a son; he just turned 13. And someone's told me, hey, you're a really good father, I'm like, wow, that's good. So it's not business related, but it's something more life related. And yeah, that's a good one.
What is your comfort food?
Comfort food would be movie theater popcorn, I love. Nachos as well. Nachos would be a big one.
What is one book in coaching that you recommend people to read?
Wow, there's so many good ones. Tony Stoltz has a book around coaching questions, which isn't exactly a page turner in terms of being exciting, but for the coaching world, it's very important because, of course, asking questions is a big part of coaching and listening. So Coaching Questions by Tony Stoltz.
What is one app that you heavily rely on?
One app I heavily, well, Facebook's a big part of my business, so the Facebook app I rely on, and I have to work to stay off it. I don't want to be on it 24/7, so I would have to say Facebook.
Mark, do you have any pet peeves?
Any pet peeves? I hate flaky people. So people who don't show up for calls, for example, we had this call booked. If I just didn't show up and I left you hanging, and then I messaged you later today and said, oh, sorry, Sasha, my, you know, I got sick, or, you know, I forgot about it, or some lame excuse, that's not cool. So I can't stand flaky people who can't manage their calendar. And I always say those people should probably just go get a job if they're an entrepreneur. You can't manage your calendar as an entrepreneur, you're not going to have much success.
Do you have a favorite song?
A favorite song? Well, the one that really gets me pumped up would be the theme song from Superman the movie back in the late 70s. So whenever I need a jolt, I listen to that whole theme song from those movies. I love them.
What is the last thing you do before calling it a day?
The last thing I do, that's going to sound funny. Lately, my girlfriend and I have to force myself to turn my business brain off or I'll work 24/7. So just before bed, we've been watching trashy reality TV. Right now, we're watching Temptation Island, you know, when the couples go to an island and then they get tempted by members of the opposite sex. We love that show. So we'll usually watch an episode or two before bed.
Not a bad way to watch out. Mark, are there any initiatives? Are there any initiatives you host or causes you support?
Causes I support? Well, you know, it's funny. Every day, lately, I say I've been spending $20 a day between $5 at the grocery store, $2 at the bookstore. Hey, would you like to donate to this? You'd like to donate to that? So that's going to sound funny, and some people might say, oh, my God, he sounds like he's a selfish, greedy bugger. I would say myself and my business, and what I mean by that is I find a lot of people, especially in the coaching world, are afraid to make money. And then they can't do any good out there. So there's a great saying, Michael Beckwith said, if you can't pay the light bill, you can't light up the world. So I always view it that way, that, hey, I'm going to make sure that I'm in business, I'm making a profit so I can support my family, my loved ones, I can support myself and go from there. So that might be a strange answer. It sounds like Gordon Gekko or something from Wall Street, but yeah, I'll stick with it.
No, that's very wise. That is the whole purpose of making a profit, to be of service and pay it forward. So, Mark, what do you do and where can people contact you?
So my whole thing is helping coaches get more clients without paid ads. So people can check out my podcast and everything I do with my business at naturalborncoaches.com. I also have a Facebook group right now. There's over 20,000 members in there. It's called The Coaching Jungle, and that's at thecoachingjungle.com.
Thank you, Mark, for sharing your wisdom on Executive.
Yeah, thanks for having me.